Hey, football fan, Dave Bart who here, the CFB Matrix. Now, I know this is a little bit different, and I've been doing this every year since 2014, when I found a pattern in the NFL draft at the quarterback position and how it correlates to success or no success in the NFL. It turns out that this little system I created is the most accurate quarterback projector in the last 21 years of the NFL draft. I mean, it's just that simple. There's no film, there's no measurement, there's no speed, there's no nothing. There are three things that make an NFL quarterback. Actually, there's probably four, but we'll get to that in a bit. But in terms of my boxes, what I check, my three flags, I have a number called quarterback effect. I have experience. And I have recruiting as it relates to ease of schedule, which is EOS, ease of schedule. Quarterback effect, experience in college, EOS. That's it. Let me give you some numbers to chew on about how effective this is. Actually, it's so effective, I have talked to multiple NFL franchises on the draft already this year. It's one of the reasons why this is coming out so late, because I wanted to make sure I talked to everybody that wanted to have the discussion first. But when I came up with this formula, I back-tested it all the way to 2000. I did the profile on everybody, did everybody's quarterback effect, did everybody's experience, did everybody's EOS as a quarterback for that team. And I took out everyone that did not meet those three criteria. Now, in the last 21 drafts, there were 161 quarterbacks taken. And that had red flags. They didn't check all the boxes. 161. 153 of them started fewer than 30 games in their careers. Most of them didn't do anything. Most of them flamed out. So just over 95% of the guys that didn't check all the boxes didn't make it in the NFL. So if you're not checking all the boxes, the odds that you're going to make it are next to zero. And the most important, the position that was toughest to actually predict was the first pick of the first round, where Carson Palmer, Jared Goff, and Matt Stafford, they fell in that 1-1 slot and had very successful careers, in spite of not checking all the boxes. So if you're not checking all the boxes, it is very rare. You have to be very good. Or maybe you have a great coach. Maybe Jared Goff was McVay. Maybe it was he was the huge anomaly in here. But we know Stafford at Detroit. We know Palmer at Cincinnati. These guys were not elevated by their coaching staff. So that takes us to actually one of the myths of the NFL draft at the quarterback position. You hear a lot of people talking about, oh, if this guy's drafted to the right spot, bullshit. If he sucks in college, he's going to suck in the NFL. It doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter how many games you sit, one game, 10 games, 100 games, if you're behind Brett Favre or you're thrown right into the fire. You got it or you don't. It's not the franchise. The only thing a franchise is good for is tearing down quarterbacks that check the boxes. But if you don't check the box, you're on your own. And in fact, outside of Jared Goff, who did not check the boxes, his quarterback effect in college was bad. His experience, good. His EOS, good. The quarterback effect at Cal was horrific, really. That is one of those myths that just doesn't exist. When you hear somebody talking about, oh, I hope he gets drafted to a good spot. No, you hope he's worth his shit in college, because if he's not, he is not going to make it in the NFL. Now, on the flip side, So if they don't check the boxes, in the last 21 years, I am 153 out of 161. 95.3% correct. That is, there's nobody in there's nobody combined. Nothing is better than that. And I have the receipts for this because it's the same thing every year. I'm not looking at film. It's numbers, man. It's just numbers on a piece of paper. Now, here on the flip side, if you check all the boxes, I am 54 out of 98 for 55% accuracy. Overall, out of 279 quarterbacks drafted with either all three boxes checked or not, I am 207 out of 279 for 74.1% accuracy. That is beyond phenomenal. I honestly can't even believe it. But what I'm going to do is I will be taking this information and doing a series of podcasts that will all be rolled out on the Patreon account. We're going to start with the seventh round and work our way back. I'm going to talk about some things like a quarterback university. Who is it and why? And some other things that I think that are a little bit eye-opening when we look at things. We'll try to find the anomalies. Who are the guys that bucked the trends? Where did Tom Brady fit in all of this, etc.? So I hope you'll stick with me through this series of quarterback draft notes, and I hope you find it interesting. We'll finish it with breaking down the top 20 guys projected to possibly be taken in this draft. Hint, this draft should pan out as a massive, massive bust. Oh, and before I forget, if you are interested in learning more about the CBD hemp industry and supporting football players, past football players, please go to our Twitter account, Hemp for Pros, at Hemp for Pros, and follow that. I will be a part of that and be providing a lot of content about actually growing, because that is something else that I do. The genetic side of it, the farming side of it, as well as, won't try to get into it too much, but might be a lot of Q&A with a bunch of Hall of Fame players. This is Dave Bart to the CFB Matrix. Thank you for joining me.